This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Police detained over 1,500 people and used force to break up rallies around Russia on Saturday as tens of thousands of protesters demanded the release of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had called on his supporters to protest after being arrested last weekend as he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent. The authorities had warned people to stay away from Saturday's protests, saying they risk catching COVID-19 as well as prosecution and possible jail time for attending an unauthorized event. But protesters defied the ban and bitter cold and turned out in force. A protest monitoring group said that at least 1,600 people, including more than 500 in Moscow and more than 200 in St. Petersburg, had been detained across Russia. It reported arrests at rallies in nearly 70 towns and cities. Navalny is in a Moscow prison pending the outcome of four legal matters he describes as trumped up. He accuses President Vladimir Putin of ordering his attempted murder. Putin has dismissed that. In a push to galvanize support ahead of the protests, Navalny's team released a video this week about an opulent palace on the Black Sea they allege belonged to Putin, something the Kremlin denied. As of Saturday, the clip had been viewed more than 68 million times. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is saying that the new English variant of COVID-19 may be associated with a higher level of mortality, although he said evidence showed that both vaccines being used in the country are effective against it. Johnson said that the impact of the new variant, which is already known to be more transmissible, was putting the health service under intense pressure. This is VOA News. And here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. Tropical cyclone Eloise made landfall in Mozambique early on Saturday, hitting the coastal city of Beira with huge gusts of winds and heavy rains, but it was losing strength as it progressed, according to a South African weather official. Portuguese voters, largely confined to their homes due to a strict COVID-19 lockdown, will pick a new president on Sunday, but many fear going to the polls could worsen a surge in coronavirus cases and low turnout is expected. The country of 10 million people, which fared better than others in the first wave of the pandemic, now has the world's highest 7-day rolling average of new cases and deaths per million people. Three people in hotel quarantine associated with the Australian Open tennis tournament have tested positive for the highly transmissible coronavirus variant linked to the United Kingdom, officials said on Saturday. The three quarantined in Melbourne are not players, said the state agency responsible for quarantining. All have been in hard lockdown since their arrival on January 15th. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said Saturday the kingdom was optimistic that it would have excellent relations with the new U.S. administration of President Joe Biden and that it would continue to negotiate with Washington regarding the Iran nuclear deal. France's top health advisory body on Saturday recommended doubling the time between people being given the first and second COVID-19 vaccinations to 6 weeks from 3 in order to increase the number getting inoculated. The gap between the first and second injection in France is currently 3 weeks for people in retirement homes who take priority and 4 weeks for others, such as health workers. 8 Chinese bomber planes and 4 fighter jets entered the southwestern corner of Taiwan's air defense identification zone on Saturday, and Taiwan's Air Force deployed missiles to monitor the incursion. That's what the island's defense ministry said. China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory, has conducted almost daily flights over the waters between the southern part of Taiwan and the Taiwan-controlled Pratas Islands in the South China Sea in recent months. And Hong Kong's government locked down an area of Kowloon Peninsula on Saturday after an outbreak of the novel coronavirus, saying 10,000 residents must stay home until they've been tested. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.